Hey mama, welcome back to another episode on the One Income Family Podcast. Today we are going to be talking about my number one rule when it comes to the first purchases from your paycheck. This will help keep you from spending the money that you need in order to get groceries and gas and all of the other important things that are necessary for you to get through your week, or maybe it's every other week or month, however it is that you are paid. So go ahead and go grab that load of laundry and let's dive in. Hey friend, welcome to the One Income Family Podcast. Do you live primarily on your husband's income and find it hard to save or get out of debt? Are you constantly searching for ways to cut costs, live frugally, and do things on a budget? Do you have big dreams only to be stopped by overspending and loosely following your budget? Hey, I'm Molly, and I too have struggled with living and growing a family on one income. But through trial and error and a lot of help from God, my family and I have learned how to live abundantly on less. This podcast will bring you a Christ-centered, simple, and frugal lifestyle, along with how to budget so you can follow it, and time management tips that will transform your budget and your home. So go restart that laundry, grab your Bible, and let's get budgeting. Before we dive in, I just want to let you know that I hear you when you say that you want to be able to stick to your budget. I see you sitting down, creating your budget, and then you go to the store and you forget your plan. You're stuck. You're stuck in this vicious cycle of planning and forgetting, and you feel like you will never be able to stick to your budget again. That is why you need a budget checkup. A budget checkup is going to teach you where your money is going. It's going to open your eyes to why you want to stick to your budget so badly, and it's going to give you the accountability to push through and start sticking to your budget. So hit pause right now, stop what you're doing, and go and book yourself a budget checkup at calendly.com/MollyBennell. That is calendly.com/Molly with a Y, B as in boy, ENELL, so that I can help you stick to your budget faster than you thought you could, and you can get to your family vacation as in yesterday. Now, I know this can be a little nerve-wracking jumping into something that you're not sure of, so you can also hop on a free 10-minute confirmation call at the same link, which is calendly.com/MollyBennell, to learn more about how a budget checkup will get you staying on budget fast. Alrighty, so today, like I said, we're going to be talking about my number one rule that keeps you from spending money that you don't have. This rule, I kind of just happened upon. It kind of just came out of nowhere, and I've just stuck with it, and it's done so many amazing things for my finances, for both me and my husband. When we first got together and I first, well, not when we first got together, when I first became a stay-at-home mom, that's what I'm trying to say. We didn't really have a system. We didn't know how to really manage our money. You know, I'm good at budgeting and finances, so that's how we were able to get through it. But now that I have a system that really works for us, it has made things so much easier. It's made me be able to just quickly get through it and not have to stress about if I'm going to overspend or if I'm not going to be able to pay for the things that we need throughout the week. And that's why it's just really important that I want to share this with you so that you can, you know, not have to stress about whether you're going to be able to put food on the table for your family, whether you're going to be able to put gas in your car and not stress about whether, you know, those things that are really important that come up, whether you're going to be able to pay for them or not. So that's kind of where this came from, this episode that I am coming with you. I really want you to be able to calmly and effectively go through your budgeting system and be able to calmly, or not calmly, apparently that's the only word that's coming to my brain right now. But I really want you to be able to take this and run with it so that you're not stressed and you're not overwhelmed and you can actually get through your budgeting system without stressing out and wondering if you're actually going to be able to stick to it. Because if you do this, you will stick to your budget 9 times out of 10. I about said 90% of the time. It's about the same thing, right? Okay. So what is this rule that I keep mentioning, that I keep talking about? And that rule is that when you go to buy, you know, make your first purchases, you buy everything that's important first. So, I mean, you sit down, you transfer the amount of money that you need into like your bill account or your spending accounts. And then when you go out and you make that very first purchase from those, from that paycheck, you buy what's important first. This was a game changer for me. When we actually started implementing this and doing this with my husband and I, it made life so much easier. Like, I remember sitting down literally on the couch as I'm doing all of this, stressing out. And at the time, we only had a bill account and a spending account, and we each had a card to the spending account. And it was so difficult, which that's a rabbit hole I could go down, but it was difficult to keep track of and everything. And I'll tell you about that on another day because I want to stay on focus for you. But it's really just helped me be able to, like I said, go out and make purchases stress-free, not worrying about if I was going to be able to pay for all of the groceries. Maybe I went out and needed to buy something extra that wasn't on the meal plan and I wasn't able to stick to the meal plan. Well, I have this extra money that I can put towards it. And it may not necessarily be extra because yes, it's budgeted and it's planned for. And it may be like some of your date money or some of those more fun things that you don't 100% need, because you can always do more frugal activities that don't require a whole lot of money, if any at all. And so that's why it just makes it so much easier that you know you're going to be able to pay the bills. You know you're going to be able to get groceries. You know you're going to be able to make it to work, or your husband's going to be able to make it to work, and you're not going to have to worry about whether there's enough gas or not in the vehicle. And that's why buying everything that's important first is just so transformational in your finances. You will never go back. It's not a, oh my gosh, I'm stressed out, I'm freaking out, I have to buy this, otherwise I won't be able to buy it. Yes, you can think of it that way, and it can become a I'm doing it because kind of thing, but if you just implement it and you do it so that things aren't, you know, stressful and you're not doing it because you're stressed out, it is still a game changer. And it just makes your life so much easier. What you have left in your account, because sometimes if you don't track your finances, you know, I'm guilty of that myself, you go and you look at how much money's in the account. And if you base off of what money is left in the account, you don't know where it goes to. You don't know if you need to spend something on something important. You just spend and you're like, oh, I've got the money in there. Well, if you've already bought and taken the money out for the things that are important, you don't have to worry about not being able to do that stuff. Now, granted, if you have a paycheck that comes in monthly, then maybe you want to have another account or an income account where you just split it up like bi-weekly. I really love the bi-weekly system, if you couldn't tell. But it makes it so much easier if you do it that way. And like I said, if you split it up and have a separate account that holds half of it, and it's not one that you're looking at all the time, it does help you not spend that money. And that's what this rule is for. This rule is so that you get the things that are important bought for, so that when you go back and you want to have a coffee, you can, and you want to go out to the movies or you want to go on that date night, you don't have to stress about whether or not you're going to be able to make the bills or get the groceries because you want to do something fun for once. I mean, fun is 100% what we want around here. We want to be able to go out and live life joyfully and, you know, make those purchases that somewhat help us have a joyful life. They are not 100% what makes us joyful. So please do not think that by going out to the movies or by going out to eat, you're going to have a happy life because of the, you have the money to do it. It's joy is a mindset, and maybe we should have an episode on that, but you can definitely, oh, what's the word I want? Where I'm gonna have to come back to you on the word that I'm looking for, but it can aid, that's another word. It can aid your joy and give you a little bit of fun and not have to be trying to plan every little piece out, you know, because like I said in the last episode, being frugal is essentially just creating a plan for your money in every area of your life. And so if you have the money and you know that you can, you know, spend a little bit of money to create some joy in your life, then you can do it, but it's not what you have to focus on. Okay, I went down a rabbit hole on that. Let's get back to, to the rule. So why should you do this? In order to keep from spending the money that you don't have, you have to get rid of it first. You have to get it out of your sight. I mean, I hear people all the time saying if you want to really save some money, then to open another account in a different bank so that you don't have easy access to it. Then you're not seeing it all the time, out of sight, out of mind, you know, that kind of thing. It really just helps you not focus on the fact that it's there and it's not burning a hole in your pocket. Like my husband, he likes to spend money. He doesn't track his finances in his account. All he does is look at the amount of money in his account. And the way we have it set up, that's okay because we have it where he has his own account and he has the money that he can spend on whatever he wants, including gas and all the things that he needs. But it's not as much of an issue because we're not worrying about him spending money from, you know, the important things that we need, like groceries and gas for the family vehicle and that kind of thing. It's just mostly for his work life when he goes to and from work so he can get gas. And then if he wants to go out and eat every now and again, if he saves up the money for it, if he doesn't spend all of it so quickly. He likes to spend money, and sometimes he is a very bad influence on me. But, you know, that's just life, right? You can't take the money with you when you die and go to heaven, so you might as well enjoy it while you have it, right? Okay, so when I sit down to do this, it is so simple. I sit down, I move money around from my income account into my multiple other accounts, which I will do an episode in the future on how many accounts I think that you should have and their purposes. But I sit down, I move the money around to their account that it needs to go to, and then I create a meal plan. So I know most people would think that I would pay bills first, but I don't. I create the meal plan first because that's how important it is. And I mean, I do have like a lot of automatic payments coming out, so I'm not as worried. I just watch it. I track it coming in. But again, another episode for another day. So I do. I sit down and I create the meal plan because that is how important this rule is to me. I sit down, I create that meal plan so that when we go to town, we get groceries and we get gas, and that is the very first purchases that we make on that monthly paycheck or biweekly paycheck or weekly paycheck. You know, we've had all three. It just depends on the job we've had and how it goes. And so I think that's why I've stuck with the 2-week system, because I can transform both the monthly paycheck and the weekly paycheck into a biweekly paycheck. And like I said on a previous episode, I like to have a biweekly grocery system. So that's probably why I stick to it that way. But you don't have to do it that way. You can do it biweekly, you can do it weekly, you can do it monthly. But if you sit down and you do the important things first, like I said, I just feel like I'm on repeat right now. It keeps you from spending the things that you need. It keeps the money that you need in the account. And if you need something extra in the store, you're not like, oh my gosh, I already spent that money, I can't buy it. When it should be the other way around, it'd be like, oh darn, I can't go out to eat this week because I had to buy this because it was more important than going out to eat. And I don't know how important you think going out to eat is or that kind of thing. But to me, I live out in the country. Going out to eat is like a 45-minute drive. And to me, that's a waste of money. I just thought I would let y'all know about that. I'm sure you've probably picked that up in the previous episodes, but you know. Anyways, my goodness, my brain just cannot stay on track. Okay, back to this. So again, why should you do it? You should do it so that you can just be stress-free and relieved and not have to stress over whether or not you're going to be able to feed your family or, you know, get some socks or underwear that maybe you need, or maybe it's a pair of shoes. You know, there are so many things out there that we need and we don't think about until we're there buying it. And if we make the buying of the groceries the last thing we do, or even split it up where it's a weekly thing, it can be so easy to use the money that you need rather than allowing yourself to buy the important things first. So that's a mind shift that I really challenge you to take. And that's not just going out and buying whatever you want willy-nilly when you get your paycheck, but to focus on buying the important things first so that you don't have to stress about whether or not you have the finances to buy the things that you do 100% need. Okay, so how do you implement this? I'm sure I've said this about 1,000 times, but you know, we can have the brain or the focus, like a 15-minute focus, and I feel like mine's worse than that today. And so I just want to go over this one more time just so that you really have it in your brain and you can start implementing it as soon as that next paycheck comes in, or maybe even today, just so that you can have a head start on the following week or the following paycheck. Okay, so how you implement. You get the money. It comes into your account. You divvy it up into the proper accounts, because I do believe you should have more than one account. But again, I will have another episode for that, so just wait for that. And then make your meal plan. Write down the things that you absolutely have to get first, and then go out and get that stuff right then and there, or as soon as you can, because, you know, my money comes in on a Wednesday, and then it's that Sunday that we usually go to town and we get all this stuff. But it is the very first purchase that comes out of my account, is the important 100% needs that we need for the week. Then after that, if we go out and get something to eat because there's enough money in the account left over, then by all means, that's what we do. If we have to think about the following week, because we are on a 2-week cycle, I'm sometimes like, no, we can't go out to eat because we have to worry about paying for, I don't know, something like maybe we've got a birthday coming up the next weekend and we're trying to save that money, and I've got to like really focus my husband on the fact that we have food at home and we can make it. Sometimes it's a struggle because we get groceries about 6 o'clock, and that gets about when it's time for the kids get hungry, and then you know, we kind of fall by the wayward side and fall into peer pressure from the kids getting food, right? I'm sure y'all can relate to that. Okay, so next time, next paycheck, or maybe right now, I challenge you to buy the important things first. Make that mind shift mindset shift to buying the things that are most important first. Make that a rule in your household so that you don't have to stress over whether you have the finances to pay for the things that are most important. I really pray that this episode, this rule transforms your finances and really catapults you into a new way of doing finances that isn't stressful, that gets you to where you want to be, and you know, it will help you start saving money even in the future. You just have to take it one baby step at a time. And Mama, I hear you when you say that you want to be able to stick to your budget. I see you sitting down, creating your budget, and then you go to the store and you forget your plan. You're stuck. You're stuck in this vicious cycle of planning and forgetting, and you feel like you will never be able to stick to your budget again. That is why you need a budget checkup. A budget checkup is going to teach you where your money is going. It's going to open your eyes to what you want to stick to in your budget and why you want to stick to it so badly. And it's going to give you the accountability to push through and start sticking to your budget. So stop what you're doing right now. Go and book yourself a budget checkup at calendly.com/Molly Bunnell. That's calendly.com/Molly with a Y, B as in boy, Enell, so that I can help you stick to your budget faster than you thought you could and get you on that family vacation as in yesterday. Now, I know you still might not be sure about this, so I also want to offer you to hop on a free 10-minute confirmation call at the same link, which is calendly.com/Molly Bunnell, to learn more about how a budget checkup will get you staying on budget fast. Hey friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I pray that it inspired you into action. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with that friend who also lives on one income and wants to learn how to live abundantly on less? Also, please leave a quick review for the show. It lights me up to know this podcast is helping you, and it helps get the show out there to other mamas in need. All right, well, it's time to go play with the babies, so I will meet you back here on Tuesday for another episode. Peace and chicken grease, Mama.